Hello, this is Nancy Napier, and I want to welcome you to this month's meditation. This month, we're going to continue the theme of breathing in and out of the heart. And before we begin to expand on that theme, I want to invite you to take some moments now to settle in, find your place of grounding, that place that is home base, in your body, mind, being. Remember that you can allow the breath to support settling in by using the out-breath to drop inside your body, mind, being even more deeply. Remember to allow yourself a moment or two of recognition of the support that's working for you right now, of how your body intrinsically understands how to receive that support. There is a Buddhist meditation process called Tonglen that I'd like to share with you this month to invite you to explore how this might be a useful meditative practice for you. With Tonglen, we're going to do something similar to what we did last month with the breathing in to the heart space, breathing out of the heart space. Only with Tonglen, the first step is to identify a feeling or an experience that is challenging and difficult for you. For example, maybe you have felt shame recently, or perhaps grief, or maybe anger, or fear, or hatred. Any of the really challenging internal states that we all move through from time to time. In the practice of Tonglen, we recognize that that experience that you might be having right now is a human experience shared by countless numbers of people, actually in this very moment all around the world. So I invite you first to identify what feeling or experience you'd like to focus on for this time, and to recognize that many, many, many people experience the same thing. And then notice that there is a profoundly powerful fire, light in the heart space. It's a fire that transmutes and transforms energy. And the practice is to breathe into your heart space all of that feeling that is so uncomfortable. But a key here is you're not only breathing in your own distress or discomfort, you're breathing in that which belongs to everyone else as well. So it's as if you were breathing in the collective experience of grief or shame or hatred or fear. And the fire in the heart neutralizes, transforms that energy into compassion or ease or peace, whatever you then want to send out through your body, through your heart space, to yourself and the world. So that as you exhale, you fill up your own body, mind, being with compassion or ease or peace, whatever you choose. And then that out-breath continues out into the world to touch those people who need that same quality. Now, if you have any discomfort at all about breathing in this kind of uncomfortable feeling, you might choose to imagine that you have a white light surrounding your whole body, mind, being, and that the energy you breathe in, the grief or the fear or the hatred or the anger, whatever you're breathing in, first comes through this white light all around your body and thus neutralizes all that energy before it reaches your heart space. And then in your heart space, the energy transforms into compassion, peace, ease, love, whatever you want to send to yourself and everyone else. And so as I remain silent now, I invite you to explore your experience of breathing in and out of your heart space in this particular way. And I'll start speaking again in just a little while. Remembering to include noticing in your experience. So if you have any responses to the Tonglen breathing, just notice them. If you have any judgments about it, notice those. And remember our prior meditations where in the noticing, you can allow whatever thoughts or feelings or physical sensations may arise simply to move through. And move on as just the next moment of awareness that's moving through. Noticing your body's response to breathing in what has been an uncomfortable feeling, and then filling up with a feeling that causes a deeper settling or comfort or ease. Be sure to notice what it's like as you exhale to fill up every particle of your body with that new feeling of compassion or peace or ease or calm. Notice your body's response to that gift from your own heart space as you exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. Allowing those outside sounds to come and go as they arrive. I'd like to invite you, as I did last time with the heart breathing, to notice what it might be like to go out in the world and when you find yourself distressed by something or in a situation where other people are perhaps angry or agitated, to play with what it's like to start breathing in that agitated energy, breathing it into the fire in your heart, and then breathing out ease or calm into yourself and the environment. You may discover that even if you don't feel it does anything to the surrounding world, your own presence deepens and settles when you do this Tonglen process of breathing. One of the teachers of Tonglen, Pema Chodron, talks about how the more we do this exercise, the more brilliant and available and powerful becomes the fire in our heart. And so I invite you to notice that as well, that as you engage this process, you actually strengthen the power of your heart to transmute and transform these kinds of distressing experiences. And so I invite you to continue meditating if you'd like to, because for now I'm going to stop speaking, and just notice how this practice of Tonglen affects the quality of your daily life as you go from here to there doing whatever tasks are in front of you. And so I wish you well for this month, and goodbye for now.